So we should see in all our matters how we are reacting. Whether it was, for example, this Ijtima in Camperdown, which according to the report they are giving their PRO, public relations officer, that it was a success. A success cannot be on batil. If you think of batil is taking place, their dance is taking place, some other evil is taking place, you say it was a success. How can that ever be a success? For example, one thing, and just see how glaring this becomes, that Maulana Saad told that in the battle of Uhud, 1,000 Sahaba went with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the battle. Before that, a mashura took place. And in that, Abdullah ibn Salul, Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of the Munafiqeen, his opinion was that we should not go out of Medina to face the enemy, we should stay in Medina. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after mashura, and decided, no, we should go out and face the enemy. So on the way, he turned back. 300 of the Munafiqeen, he turned back. Now Maulana Saad said, 1,000 Sahaba went, and 300 Sahaba returned with Abdullah ibn Ubay. Now every kitab, everywhere, it is 300 Munafiqeen. Now he's calling the Munafiqeen Sahaba. Just imagine. And this seems to be, which one great alim of Dioban had told, that his mindset has been changed. And it's just his way that he has to speak, that he speaks like this. Now the translator caught up. He first said that 1,000 Sahaba went. But then when he thought he'd have to say 300 Sahaba return, and he couldn't say that. So he said Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went with 1,000 people and returned with 300 people. And this is all on the clips everywhere. It is no made up story or anything. Anyone can see. One other thing, he said with the ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ Allah Ta'ala commanded that make mashura with the Sahaba. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ So he said in one qiraat, it comes وَشَاوِرْهُمَا That makes mashura with two particular Sahaba. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the reason for doing that, he says that, because he wants all to listen to him. The explanation he gives, that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, they knew the mizaj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They knew the mansha, the purpose. So they would give mashura according to that. So he said, those who are close to the Amir, they know the mansha and they will give him mashura according to that. Those who are regularly by him, not those who come now and then by him. So all he was doing to bolster the position, his own position. And there now the serious part is that he said that the Qiraat wa shawir huma, that the ulama have searched and they asked the experts of Qiraat, anywhere there is a Qiraat wa shawir huma, they don't find it anywhere. The experts of Qiraat don't find it anywhere. Maulana Saad will do us all a great favor and increase our knowledge if he give us the reference. Where is this? And if it is some Shah's Qiraat, Qiraat which is not acceptable, though it's on record, then to quote that and to leave the Mashhoor Qiraat, that doesn't make sense at all whatsoever. Another serious point is, like we know all the Tablighi Ijtimaat up to now, all the Shura at Tablighi Ijtimaat, they are all live streamed. And anyone who has access to them, then after that also, after that they are all on the website. Anyone can access them anywhere, but to find this bayans here is almost impossible. They just not letting it come out. So what is there to hide? It is the Ijtima and the bayans for hidayat of mankind. And that if the more common you make it, the more easily available you make to everyone, the better. But people are struggling to find this. Just a little bit few, somebody who recorded something there and they gave it, that is what they have got. But the bayans are not available. So we have to be very, very careful. We have to be seeing today the fitnas which are falling like the beads of a broken string of the tasbih. They are coming. Then we find the one radio station where in about 2017 they used the serious words of Maulana Saad being a kafir out of the fold of Islam. for what are his statements. And he is increasing all the time. It's not now. More and more he's saying, but now they are promoting him. Go to the Ijtima. Listen to him. Two completely opposite, contradictory. And what was taught by our elders, the right things, and we hate that in us. And today, why have we changed? Why are we going now and we are encouraging people to go to the Ijtima, to the wrong Ijtima, and then to listen there and to take the good and don't take the bad? That doesn't make sense at all. Hey, this glass of water, I say Zamzam in there, but a few urine drops have fallen. So don't drink the urine drops. Only drink the water. It doesn't make sense. Or that we say, allow the Nizamuddin Jamaat in our masjid. If they want to come make namaz, we don't stop anyone. Bidatis come, they also make. But they want to have programs here. They are just speaking 6 points. But finally, they're going to make tashkil. And for where they're going to make tashkil? To go to Maulana Saad, to go to Nizamuddin. And if we say, don't make tashkil, they are representing Maulana Saad. And we got no enmity, any difference for Maulana Saad or for any person. But the wrong that is being done, and the wrong that is being done to Islam, and the wrong that is being done to the Muslim Ummah, and leading the Muslim Ummah astray, we are constrained, we have no choice but to make, to warn the people. And to try and, we make dua, Allah give them hidayah. They come on the right path. They were all, they themselves, we were on the right path. What our asatis have taught us, all, even Maulana Saad, he was taught all the right things. He wasn't taught all the wrong things. And his ustads of Maulana Ibrahim Deula, who is still alive, other of his ustads, they all reprimanded him, corrected him, but he just doesn't want to.